Sergeant Mandela, 2007 to 2024 AD. Chapter 1. I was scared enough. Submajor Stott was pacing back and forth behind the small podium in the assembly room Chop Hall Gymnasium of the anniversary. We had just made our final collapsar jump from Tet 38 to Yod 4. We were decelerating at 1.5 gravities, and our velocity relative to that collapsar was a respectable 0.90C. We were being chased.
"I wish you people would relax for a while and just trust the ship's computer. The Torin vessel, at any rate, will not be within strike range for another 2 weeks. Mandela?"
He was always very careful to call me Sergeant Mandela in front of the company, but everybody at this particular briefing was either a sergeant or a corporal, squad leaders.
"Yes, sir."
"You're responsible for the psychological as well as the physical well-being of the men and women in your squad, assuming that you are aware that there is a morale problem aboard this vessel. What have you done about it?"
"As far as my squad is concerned, sir?"
"Of course."
"We talk it out, sir."
"And have you arrived at any cogent conclusion?"
"Meaning no disrespect, sir, I think the major problem is obvious. My people have been cooped up in this ship for 14...
"Ridiculous. Every one of us has been adequately conditioned against the pressures of living in close quarters, and the enlisted people have the privilege of confraternity."
This was a delicate way of putting it.
"Officers must remain celibate, and yet we have no morale problem."
If he thought his officers were celibate, he should sit down and have a long talk with Lieutenant Harmony. Maybe he just meant line officers, though. That would be just him and Cortez. Probably 50% right. Cortez was awfully friendly with Corporal Kamehameha.
"Sir, perhaps it was the detoxification back at Stargate. Maybe..."
"No, the therapists only worked to erase the hate conditioning. Everybody knows how I feel about that. And they may be misguided, but they are skilled. Corporal Potter?"
He always called her by her rank to remind her why she hadn't been promoted as high as the rest of us. Too soft.
"Have you talked it out with your people, too?"